So whenever we are living in our life, apart from the detailed things that are happening to us, a deeper thing is the experience which is happening to us. And our circumstances are actually the events which are happening to us . They are all there to contribute to our experience. Take for example, a very big scientist dies today. That means that all that he had learned, he might have read hundreds of books, he might have collected a lot of information in his brain, all that suddenly collapses. And if you believe in rebirth, he takes a new birth, supposing, then all this information doesn't go with him. It is all lost. But what he had gained in the form of experience, that remains. And even today, the way in which he will react to his surroundings, even from his childhood, will bear the imprint of that experience. Because what is important is not the information that is stored, but the experience that is gained. And that is why in the law of evolution, memory of past lives is deliberately taken away. Because if it goes on hanging, it will be a burden for the further growth. What is retained is the experience yet gained, and that is never taken away. You can say it as sanskar, but it's more than sanskar actually. Sanskars are also the impressions which are created now in the birth. Various kinds of things that attitudes you give, that also is sanskar. But also what is received from your past birth. So sanskar is a part of this, of experience. So what is important in any given situation for individual is the experience that he or she is gaining. And apart from what I spoke of experience now, I will speak a little more of it because it is very important. The basic experience that one has to gain in life is the interrelationship of body, life and mind. How they can be controlled, how they can be perfected, so that ultimately the original will can manifest without obstructions. This is the fundamental thing to be learned. All else is only instrument of it or helpful aid towards it. So one may do hundreds of things, but if this does not happen, then one does not really grow on the right lines. One goes on repeating on and on and on. One does not grow inwardly. To grow inwardly is to understand the relationship between body, life and mind, how they can be harmonized, how they can be perfected, so that ultimately the original will can manifest without obstruction. And if you take karma, any action that we are doing, with this attitude, to learn out of the karma, this, not many other things which one can learn, but this fundamentally, then within a shorter time, you can attain to the goal. That again is a part of karma yoga. All yoga is shortening the time. As Vivekananda said, yoga is acceleration of experience so that what can be gained normally within 100 years can be done in 6 months' time, in a shorter time. If you know the real purpose as to why what is happening to me, what am I to learn out of it, if you know this and if you really concentrate upon it, then one can grow very rapidly. It is like a gardener who understands how to allow the plants to grow, what is needed for the plants, and you supply to the plants and they will grow much better. Now, if this is the whole play about, then two things which are to be taken note of are the following. One is the unobstructed manifestation of the original will of which I spoke. Ultimately what is to be gained is unobstructed manifestation of the original will. And secondly, the relationship between body, life and mind and the process of harmonizing and perfecting them. These are the two important things that we spoke of. Now the original will is something that continues on and on, whether we are aware of it or not. It is immortal. Unobstructed movement also means immortal movement, something that does not get obstructed, does not get cleaved, does not get clipped. It is unobstructed, undying, you might say. So there is an original will which is immortal, and the manifestation of that will in an undying manner, this is the goal to be achieved. So to realize the immortality of the original will and to learn how that will can manifest immortally without any obstruction or without any dying, any death. This is all that we have to learn throughout the whole gamut of life. That is why the Vedic rishis declared that immortality is the goal. Mrityor ma amritam gamaya. From death lead me to immortality. We are subject to death because we do not know how to experience. And what is to be experienced? And as a result of experience, what is to be done? The harmonization of body, life and mind and perfection of them. This is the reason why the law of karma has so much to do with the goal of immortality. The secret of karma is that its root is in immortality, and it is growing towards making you realize immortality and to manifest immortality. And that is why at the end of the last talk I had spoken of essential immortality, of the divine and the divine will. The immortality of the soul, of the psychic being. And of the triple immortality. The immortality of the mind, of the life and the body. I think if you can read that chapter now at the end, it will become much more clear. The emphasis on karma, emphasis on experience, emphasis on the growth and attainment of immortality. And the role that karma plays in this entire gamut of experience. All right? Pardon? It's already 5:20, so I think I can spend 10 minutes more in any case. Yes.
How does the aspirant know how he is progressing, what his progress is like, whether it is rapid or not rapid? Because he wants to progress rapidly. How can you judge for your own self? You can't.
Once mother told me how to find out whether the child is progressing or not. She said, if the child feels happy, then it's a mark that he is progressing. If you inwardly feel happy, it means that you are progressing rapidly. You cannot buy it from anywhere else, that happiness. It can only be born out of a real progress. If you are really progressing, you will find that you are really happy. It's a kind of a joy which is inexpressible, which comes only when you are really making progress. When a child can write a poem suddenly, the kind of happiness that the child feels, you cannot buy from anywhere else. It can come only by the capacity of writing poetry. It must grow, then only it comes.
There are times when even one falters and you wonder whether you are actually in the right movement, actually going as rapidly as you want to. Because there are several points, there are several times when all these things come back which were there earlier in your self.
But you are asking a question which implies a good deal of knowledge of the process of yoga. Once you start, an aspirant starts, then a kind of a movement of change occurs. In fact, there is a full chapter in the Life Divine called the Triple Transformation. It describes series of changes which occur and the problems of this change which occur and how they can be dealt with. It's a long procedure. If you feel interested, we can perhaps go into that in a subsequent meeting, if you feel interested in it. It's a long process, but it's a long chapter, but if you feel like doing it, we can take up that chapter, the Triple Transformation, because that will give an idea as to how one really progresses and how one really determines the progress, how one knows that one progresses, and means of acceleration. Pardon?
Means of acceleration also.
Means of acceleration also. Quite right. All right, it is a long question, so I cannot immediately say in one word, but it is a long process which has to be understood then. If you are interested, we can do it next time. All right.
It would be wonderful to know where we are going, whether we are going the right way or not.
All right, then next time we can take up that. All right. Is it all right for you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Very nice. I've always wanted it. It's such a difficult book. We really can't understand anything on our own.
Then we shall get that chapter photocopied so that everyone has a copy.
I have Life Divine.
Then that chapter, you can take that chapter.
I think it works.
Page number 889.